This call is now being recorded.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Visiting today with Bob Rodenberger at Stockman's. Been a big, big week for runs. Talk to us about the cattle market, Bob.
Well, the market started out, Monday we sell a little over, we started with 18,000 and I think we sell 17,500. And the market started out at 6:30 in the morning good and ended up at 4:45 in the morning. Stayed good all the way through. Good demand, tremendous run of quality cattle. I mean, the cattle stayed good all day. And we had good demand on them weighing from 300 to 900. I mean, there's if you're looking, if you've been waiting on a good market, the market's here. And the runs have been big everywhere I've talked. Cow numbers are still staying pretty substantial compared to what we've seen last week, a little bit smaller, but still big and nothing but killing cows. I mean, cull cows, no young cows coming to town. But, Casey, this market is tremendous. These lightweight cattle, there's a lot of demand, but you go out and look at your August and September and October feeder board. I mean, there's a lot of money to be locked up for these folks that have that ability to carry these cattle forward off either on the wheat or on the grass. I mean, there's some good profit potential. And they need to take some risk management involved in it, but there's some good profit potential out there.
I've been seeing that thin-fleshed calves seem to be selling about the best. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, and I'll tell you, I'm going to sit through Oklahoma City Monday. 70% of all the cattle coming through are conditioned or 45 to 90 days weaned. I mean, there's very, very few new crop calves. You know, seeing some calves that hadn't been worked that are bulls, but they're weaned for whatever reason, and they're bringing a premium from what they'd bring if they weren't weaned cattle. So, I mean, it's a seller's market right now. I mean, I hope, you know, down the road these people are buying them, make good money, because that means they'll just come back and buy more calves again.
Well, and I've talked to several producers that are actually trying to find some heifers and cows, and they're a little bit hard to come by.
Yeah. I mean, if you were setting out to try to find a good set of cows in our area, it would be hard to find them right now. And, yeah, I mean, you're going to have to go somewhere. Well, nobody had the eye or want to even keep one. They were just trying to hold on to what they had.
Right. Seems like we're seeing the Packers, too, just kind of playing it cool with only offering a few bids throughout the week.
Yeah, I mean, that's which is not surprising. I mean, they're trying to maintain their game plan. You know, down the road, we've still got good opportunities based off the board. I mean, the Packer deal is going to be, you know, demand-driven with the retailer, what the retailers are going to be able to price this meat at. And I was reading some articles where, you know, we're pushing up against that limit of what they think that the consumer is going to give. And the consumers backed off of beef, certain cuts of beef, just based off of the competitive, you know, protein outside of beef today. So, I mean, that's something that we've got to take into consideration. And you know, we can only price it so high. And then when the consumer starts pushing back, then they really are going to push back. I mean, they're still got to sell the beef. They still got beef contracted. They're playing hardball right now, but that's part of the business. I mean, we've learned that.
What is this up and down weather? You know, we've had hot days, we've had mild days, we've had cold days. Does this do anything to the market or the calves?
It does the calves. I mean, you go from these 28 degree days and then 80 during the daytime. That plays havoc on this health on these calves. If the calves wasn't, you know, preconditioned that we're getting, we would have some tremendous depth loss. New crop calves coming in, it'd be tough on them. I mean, you know, we go rock along there for 0 to 28 for 4 or 5 days. And then the next thing you know, but down in Southwest Oklahoma last year, well, this week we were 78 to 80 degrees, you know, in the middle of the day. And that kind of price swing is tough on the health on these calves.
What do you think we're looking at for next week, Bob?
You know, Oklahoma City, I'm sure we're looking at probably 14 to 15,000. I mean, we don't go from 18,000 to 8,000, or I never have seen us do that. I think you're still, you know, a lot of these calves were carried forward, put on wheat, scattered out on wheat. They got them in the next year, which they didn't want to sell two calf crops in 1 year, and they're coming earlier with them. I mean, I had some calves there Thursday and sold some calves Monday that normally don't sell till March. And they got the bloom on them, got some grazing on them, and they're selling them after the first year. So, I mean, we know down the road we're going to see less cattle. And that's going to maintain, this fat market. I mean, the feed yards got to keep inventory. They've got a hotel and they got a smorgasbord lunch. They got to keep the hotel full and they got to feed the feed.
How do folks contact you if they've got questions at Stockman's?
1-800-926-9696. Give any of us a call or at Stockman's. We'll be very willing to visit with you, Casey.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
All right. Have a good day.
So I sang the national anthem last night at Cattle.
Well, that's what Sherry said. Sherry and I went Wednesday night to watch, Tuesday night.
Yep.
Sater was in Grand Drive, which she didn't. I mean, she had Grand Shorthorn. But,
yep.
And I said, Casey's going to sing that. She said, that's not Casey, is it? No, and I said, I forgot. She's singing Thursday night. I can't be there.
Yeah, that was Michael Kelsey's daughter, Anna. She did a great job. But I saw Tyler after, and I said, did I embarrass you? He said, no, that was amazing. So I said, okay, well, maybe I'll get asked back.
Would that be on YouTube? Could I see? Where would that?
Are you on Facebook, Bob?
No, but Sherry is.
Okay. I'll go.
I can get it on Facebook.
Yes, and I made it public, so if she just looks up my name, just Casey Shepherd, she can see a video of it, and then you can give me your review next week. How about that?
I'm just impressed anybody that's got musical talent, because I have zero.
Well, it's kept me out of trouble, I'll tell you that.
Well, if that's so, I ought to be able to sing like a lark, but I can't, just so I stayed in trouble.
All right, Bob.
I'll look at it, though.
Have a great rest of your weekend. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.